With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Pediatric services in the Eastern Districts are set this month as the Health Services Authority introduces a monthly pediatric clinic at the East End Healthcare Center. The clinic will run on the second Wednesday of each month between 2 and 4 p.m. The HSA already operates a pediatric clinic at the Bodentown Health Center, and the new service aims to meet rising demand from families and the increasing number of young patients seeking care. The authority says it remains focused on supporting the health needs of residents through its district health centers on Grand Cayman, as well as facilities in Cayman Brac and Little Cayman. Further details are available at hsa.ky/locations. And speaking of health, health officials are reminding residents to take simple but important precautions as respiratory illnesses circulate in the community. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
The Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability and the Public Health Department say seasonal respiratory and viral infections are showing up in homes, schools, and workplaces. While most of the time the cases are mild, officials say these illnesses can spread easily when preventative steps aren't followed. So they're urging residents to wash their hands often, cover sneezes and coughs, and stay home if you're unwell. You're also encouraged to disinfect high-touch surfaces, things like phones, toys, and doorknobs. Parents are also asked to keep children at home when sick, even without a fever. Health leaders also recommend that families check vaccination records to make sure that everyone in the family is up to date. Vaccines such as seasonal flu, pneumococcal, DTaP, and Tdap help protect against serious respiratory infections, while the RSV vaccine, given during pregnancy, helps to protect newborns. The ministry says it will continue to watch illness trends and update the public if the situation changes. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Residents can contact the Public Health Department for advice at 244-2889. Finally, recognition for young artists across Grand Cayman as they use their talents to help make our streets safer. Students from across the island gathered for a special ceremony Friday at the Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure to mark the conclusion of the annual Road Safety Poster Competition. The initiative was a joint effort between the Ministry, the National Road Safety Committee, and the National Roads Authority, designed to get young people thinking about road safety long before they ever get behind the wheel. From highlighting the importance of shared road use to promoting general awareness, the students used their artwork to visually express key safety messages. Judges selected the winning entries based on their creativity, how clearly they delivered their message, and how well they aligned with the country's road safety priorities. Representatives from the NRSC and NRA were on hand to present prizes to the participants for what officials described as impeccable creations. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Iran has dismissed as false and baseless President Trump's claim that it had asked for a ceasefire. Mr. Trump said he'd consider the request only once the Strait of Hormuz was reopened. The Revolutionary Guard insisted the strategic waterway would remain closed to Iran's enemies. In an earlier post, Mr. Trump repeated his assertion that the war would wind down within 3 weeks. The remarks caused a rally on global stock markets and a dip in oil prices. Britain is to hold a meeting on Thursday of some 35 countries to discuss reopening the Strait of Hormuz after the war. Iran has blocked most energy exports through the strait, causing prices to soar. Huge explosions have been reported in the Iranian capital, as the Israeli military said it had launched a wave of strikes targeting infrastructure. Iranian media said steel complexes away from Tehran were badly damaged. In other news, Donald Trump has become the first sitting US president to attend a session of the Supreme Court, but he left midway through the proceedings. He'd been listening to arguments on his move to end the automatic right of citizenship for any baby born in America. A trial relating to Greece's worst train crash has resumed after being adjourned last month when the courtroom descended into chaos. Many Greeks believe the crash 3 years ago was a result of corruption and negligence. Ukraine says Russian strikes on the central Cherkasy region have killed 4 people and wounded others. They come as President Zelensky prepares for talks with the US to try to restart negotiations with Russia. And Ecuador says its murder rate fell by more than a quarter in March compared with the same period last year. It credited military operations over a two-week nightly curfew in four provinces, which authorities describe as key drug trafficking routes. BBC News.